I've come to the end of the book of Revelation, the very last verses of the Bible. I want you to notice one verse, verse 14 of the 22nd chapter of Revelation. It says this, "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city." What code of law from Genesis to Revelation do you or any other person know about that can be defined as, quote, his commandments, end quote? And who is doing the talking here, by the way? Maybe we better read up to it, because it says, beginning in verse 12, and this is in a red-letter Bible, in a first-person red-letter quotation from Jesus Christ of Nazareth, reading now in the last verses of the Bible, really. But notice in verse 13, 12 and 13, this is in first-person red letters, quotation from Christ. Christ is the one talking, and he's talking about his Father. He says, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be." Well, of all things, now don't you know that there's nothing you must do? There's no work involved. There's no struggle involved at all. "Dear reader," says the little tract, "all you must do is to admit you're a sinner. Just say right now, I have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Write to us right now today," they say in their little tracts, "and tell us that you realize that you have been a sinner, that you have lived a life that is displeasing to God." And it makes it sound, well, far easier, for example, than going out and getting a job. Far easier than going to a used car dealer and kicking the tires and buying a car that's not a lemon. About as easy as falling into a turgid mill race aboard a slippery log with bananas strapped to both feet and maybe a quart of wine aboard. About how easy it is. Now that's got to be nonsense. You mean to tell me that Almighty God, the great Creator God in heaven above, is going to give you the priceless possession of the most gigantic, limitless power imaginable, the power of billions of hydrogen bombs, the power of creation, the power of omniscience, of omnipresence, the power of more than the speed of light, the power of an eternal life, and he's going to give it to you because you're retired, because you did nothing, you just kind of set some little thought in your mind and you believed something or other and that was all you had to do, but you didn't have to change your life, you didn't have to do anything. Well, this scripture I would certainly include if I characterized myself as the budding little Protestant minister who wishes that certain scriptures just were not in the Bible. "Behold, I come quickly. My reward," oh, there is reward. Not only gift, but reward. "My reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be." Do you know the Bible says we are going to be judged and that reward will be handed out according to our works? Now, wait a minute. I didn't say salvation is by works. Reward is by works, not salvation. Read 1 Corinthians 3. It's like saying this. God is a great landowner. He's written out a will. The Bible is a legal document. There's the Old Testament. And what in the world is a will but a testament? That's exactly what it is. It is the last will and testament, you might say, of a great landowner who is God. And because the original people to whom he proposed the terms and conditions of the old covenant or the old will or testament broke the parameters of that old will or covenant or testament, he proposed a new one. And he says in the 8th and 9th chapters of the book of Hebrews that he will write this new one in the interior parts of the very heart, the mind, the nature, the spirit of man. He said, "I will put my laws in their inward parts." He will write those laws, the Ten Commandments, in the fleshly tables of our hearts instead of in the stone tablets that he gave to Moses. Now, salvation comes as being mentioned as an heir. But when all the heirs are present, some are going to receive more than others. And that's where reward comes in. There is degree of reward, which is a matter of how much you overcome with what you have to do with. Let's put it another way. It's like several people are hired by the same boss, but they're hired according to how much they produce, how hard they work, not just an hourly wage. They're hired on a commission basis. And they go out and one works 10 times as hard as the other. Well, he gets paid 10 times as much. They both have a job, but one gets more money than the other. Now, salvation is the job. You are receiving salvation as a free, loving gift. But beyond that, there is reward. And that is a matter of work.